Welcome to Shom Achshav and the Daf Shir sponsor Loi Nishmas. I'm Yaakov Shom Lavas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Tes. The Gemara with Aleph brings, Rabbi Akiva says that a third aid, the third witness, joins the first two. To what extent? That if the two aidim or zaymimim, they turn out to be rishayim, people that did the wrong thing, the third one who joined them also becomes a rasha. And he also is going to be punished in the same way. And says Rabbi Akiva, what do you learn from here? Im keda nasha kosuv, asa nitpa lo oivei aver koivei aveiro. Someone just joined the oivei aver, they didn't really need him. There wasn't really two aidim. He just joins them as a third one. He gets punished. Alachas kam ekamos, of course, hisham schar la nitpa lo isa mitzvah ko isa mitzvah. So someone who joins people who are doing a mitzvah, of course, he will be rewarded like he did the mitzvah. Rashi says the kalvachim is because mida toivah merubo mividas pamperonos. Always the good is better than the bad. Rabbi Reuven Margolius sends to what he wrote in the Sefer Nefesh Chaya, which is a Sefer in Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Chaim Siman Taf Kuf Nun Aleph regarding doing a siyum in 9 days. And there he goes to bring to proof the one who did not do a siyum can join others that are doing a siyum to be part of the siyum. He brings a raya from the Gemara that says that Abaye used to make a party for every Talmid Chacham that did a siyum mesechta. So Masha, even though he didn't do the siyum, but he joined somebody else who's doing the siyum. And adds Reuven Margolius, the Yemele from here you also can learn if you have a group of people, and each one learns a little bit of a mesechta. None of them did a full siyum. Each one did a small portion of the Masechta. They can join together to do one big siyum. Because the rules in Hilchos Shabbos is that when two people do a melacha, that each one cannot do it on his own, it's considered to be one melacha that belongs to both. So here, each one can do the siyum on his own. So together, they turn to do a siyum, and one, together, it becomes one pe'ula of siyum. And Reuven Margolius writes over there, then the siyum that it was in the Klois in Europe, he said that's the idea loy. Shalom puts everything together. So when you have a people that do together a siyum, it joins together. So here in this Gemara, the Reuven Margolius brings in a sefer here, Margolius Ayam, that we have a raya from our Gemara too. Because if someone can join a oivei aver to become part of the aveiro, so a person can join other people to become part of the mitzvah. Nitpa lo isa mitzvah. So you join together people to do a siyum together. And he adds from this that even though he's the other people are the ones that are doing the siyum, and they did the siyum on their own, they finished the entire masechta. He really did not add anything to their siyum. He still can join them, as the Gemara says over here. A similar marker says the Sefer Mishneh Halachas in Chelek Yud Aleph Siman Taf Mem Tes regarding someone who did not learn anything in the masechta. Can he join somebody who's doing a siyum and become part of the mesayim? Can he say the words Hadron Aloch? So he starts by saying that there's no makor in Shas and Poiski for this. It's very hard to say anything about it. But then he brings a raya from our Gemara. And it says if someone can join someone for a mitzvah, nitpa lo isa mitzvah. So if so, a person could join people that are Messiah, he joins them. He's a nitpal. He's a tafel to them. And therefore he could say together, Hadron Aloch. And he adds more, that's the Loshon of the Siyum, is Hadron Aloch Loshon Rabim. Not Hadri Loshon Yochid, Hadran. Means anybody who joins here, he becomes part of the siyum because it's considered to be nitpal leoise mitzvah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.